Okay, then I begin Parshas Vayishlach. So the first maral I'd like to do on Parshas Vayishlach has to do with the messengers that Yaakov sends to meet his brother, which is how the Parsha begins. Yaakov is returning after over 20 years with his uncle Lavan, and the reason why he left was because Esav hated him for having stolen the brachos from Esav, and Esav wanted to kill him, and now it's many years later. So Yaakov sends a peace offering, and together with the peace offering, he sends a message with three components to it. Two of the three are readily understood, and the third requires some explanation. The first thing that he says is to each one of the malachim, the agents who are delivering the message, he says, so you should say to my brother Esav, Im Lavan garti vo'echar arata. I lived with Lavan, and I've delayed until now. I've been staying with my uncle Lavan. What's the message with the language Im Lavan garti? I was gar, I dwelled together with my uncle Lavan. So everyone, not everyone, it's familiar. A lot of people like to quote Rashi's second comment, that the word garti can be rearranged to the word taryag. That he said, even though I was living with this Rashi Lavan, I was able to fulfill all of the taryag mitzvahs. But Rashi has a comment before that. Rashi's comment, what's he saying, I lived with Lavan? I was garti, I was a ger. What's the meaning of the word ger? Ger is a stranger, a foreigner, someone who doesn't belong. See, he says to Esav, I was dwelling with Lavan, but I was a ger. I was a stranger, I was a foreigner, I was a guest. I know you hate me because I stole the brachas, but remember what the bracha was. The bracha was that I'll become a great, chashuv, significant person. V'lo kedai l'snoh, see, it's not worth it for you to hate me because look what's become of me. Nothing. I was a stranger, a foreigner. I didn't have a place of my own. I haven't been home. The bracha clearly has not been fulfilled. Lo niskaima bi. So don't be so concerned about the bracha. It wasn't fulfilled. And then the next thing that Yaakov sends the message is, Vahili shor v'chamor tzon v'eved v'shivcha. I have cattle, I have donkeys, I have tzon, I have eved, I have servants v'shivcha. So what's he sending? What's the message that I have all of this great wealth? So Rashi says again, look, remember what the language of the bracha was. The bracha was, mitala shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz, that I'll be blessed with the dew from heaven and the fat of the land. That's a reference to crops and wheat and all sorts of produce. I don't have any of that. I didn't own any land. The wealth that you see, but it's not because of this blessing, because the blessing would have been a blessing of land ownership and produce from the land. All I have are cattle. So don't hate me because I stole the bracha. A, I don't have any land. I was a ger. B, I don't have, nothing came of the bracha because all that I have, true, I have stuff that I'm sending to you, but none of it was a fulfillment of this bracha. And then he sends a third component of a message to his brother and he says, V'eshlecha lehagid la'adoni. And I'm sending all of these things to tell you, lehagid la'adoni, limtzochein be'einacha, that I should find favor in your eyes. The Maral points out, Rashi is bothered, that phrase doesn't make sense. It should have said, I'm sending you these things, ve'eshlacha, limtzochein be'einacha, to find favor. If the gift was in itself to find favor, the pasuk would say, I'm sending you these things to find favor. But there's an additional verb, ve'eshlacha, lehagid la'adoni, I'm sending you these things to tell you something, and that I should find favor in your eyes. What's Yaakov telling Esav in this gift that he hopes to find favor in his eyes? So Rashi makes a comment which the Maral explains, and the Maral adds an additional comment. Rashi says, what's the message? I'm sending you these things, not just to find favor, to tell you something. What am I trying to tell you? So Rashi says, Lehodia sha'ani ba'elacha, to let you know that I'm coming to you. I'm sending you these things that you should know I'm coming. What's the value that you should know that I'm coming? Why is that a particular, not just that I'm sending you these gifts as a peace offering, but I'm sending you to them to you so that you should know I'm coming. So the Maral says in explaining Rashi, what does he mean? That I'm letting you know that I'm coming. I'm coming to seek out your friendship. I'm coming to seek out that we should be not enemies. We should be friends again. I should find favor in your eyes. Because when one person sends a peace offering to another, they extend the olive branch and they tell them, I'm doing this so that we can be in peace again with each other. So it's hard for the person on the other side when one of the two parties specifically says, I'm doing this to make peace. Here's the olive branch. So it's really easy to remain in a fight when neither one is willing to budge, when neither party is willing to extend anything, neither one is ready to take the first step, it's easy to stay in a fight because I'm just as angry as you and now you're not taking, I'm not doing it, it just stays forever. When one of the two parties sends something and says, I want to make up, then already takes a certain character to say, no, I refuse. You're trying, you're reaching out, you're the one taking the first step saying, please, let's make peace. So then already there's something there. So Rashi understands that's the message when he says, I'm telling you I'm coming. Esav, look, I'm trying. I want you to know that I'm trying. That's what I'm coming for, so that hopefully we can make peace. That's how the Maral understands Rashi. And then Maral says, but I have another explanation of this phrase. What does Yaakov mean when he says, I'm sending you these things, lahagi, to tell you? So Maral says an amazing thing. It's a two-liner. In fact, it's still six words, but it opens up an entire understanding. He says, Yesh mitzias kishumodiolo inyano. I'm sending you these things to let you know what's happened to me. What were the first two things that he sends? I lived with Lavan, and look at what I have. I'm telling you what's happened over the last 20 years. I went to my uncle Lavan. I got married, four wives. I have 11 children. I did well in business. Look, I have this cattle. I'm sending you this message so that you should know what's gone on in my life for the last 20 years. We weren't texting each other. We weren't sending any messages. We've been out of contact. Derech ha'oyhavim shemodim zet laze inyanam. It's the way of those who are friends to let each other know what's going on in each other's lives. You cannot be close if you have no idea what's going on in each other's lives. It's the key to a marriage. You share your days, you share your life. A key of a friendship. We haven't seen each other in 20 years. I'm nervous what's going on. How close? We're so close. How close can you be if you have no idea what's going on in each other? You don't have to speak, but you have to send mail. What's going on? Oh, you married off a kid? I didn't know. Yeah, you're really good friends. That's great. You can't claim friendship if you don't know what's going on in each other's life. Says the Maral, Eshlocha lahagid laduni. I'm sending you all these things to tell you, limsochein ve'inach, so I should find favor. I'm telling you what's going on. This way we could be friends. It shouldn't be that we're strangers. I'm giving you an update before I arrive that you should know all the things that have happened, because that's the way of Ohav, in which we saw this when Avram told his friends before the Bris Milah, Anon and Eshkol, we had that same Maral said it over there, it was Bali Bris. You have to tell your friends what you're doing. You can't be in a relationship and hold back information and then say you're in a relationship. That's what it means to be close. So Yaakov sends a message of just this is what's gone on so that we could be considered friends, and from that we could hopefully develop our relationship, that you shouldn't hate me, which is what we'll see is all Yaakov's agenda is just please don't hate me.